your assessment of the first half?
Well, it obviously started slow. Took a little while for the game to come to me there, but happy with the way it finished. Felt like I got in a little bit of a groove. We got in a little bit of a groove. And, you know, I little bit disappointed there in the first quarter in myself, but it's been a long time since I've seen live action. It's been a long time since I've been on the field, you know, so with the injury and stuff. So I'll just keep getting better and keep pushing.
Did you feel healthy tonight? I mean, it looks like you moved pretty well, right?
Yeah, I felt fine. I felt fine.
So basically, it's just rust. You got to knock some rust off?
Yeah, and just get, you know, I mean, it's a little bit faster. It's a little, you know, things are a little bit different out there, you know, when you're on a game field rather than a practice field, you know, when things are live. So, but again, just a little bit disappointed there in the beginning, but I thought we finished well and had a couple of good drives there with, you know, just a few minutes left.
Kevin, what did you see on the third down play there right at the end of the half before they had to come on to the field goal and you threw it away? Just maybe walk me through how that play unfolded there for you.
Yeah, so we always talk about knowing what Nate wants when he calls a certain play in a certain situation. So we've always take ourselves through certain situations. Well, we know with Hopkins, got a big leg, where we were sitting on the field, what does a check down really get me at that point? You know what I mean? With, I think we had 9 seconds left. And so for me, I'd gone back and looked at the pictures and saw that the cover two hole shot was big on my right side. So I came back, I tried to hold that safety for just a second. And when you have points on the board, I wasn't going to force one in there. The corner was dropping on me, the safety was converging on it, and so I just said, I'll just take three and throw it away and live to see another day.
Kev, you know what the stakes are in this quarterback battle. How much relief was the way you played in the second quarter?
I mean, yeah, it was good to get back in the groove. Forget the competition, it was good to get back in the groove for myself. I mean, again, you guys know when y'all knocked me out last year, you know, it's been a long time from now, and so It was just nice to get back out there and feel the sweat a little bit, you know, and get lathered up and start working. So just a little bit, like I said, a little bit unhappy that it took so long.
What happened on the play down the sideline to Robert Woods? Looked like you stepped up and somehow he got open. This was right before the field goal at the last drive of the half.
Yeah, we had called a shot and they brought a little bit of pressure, so I kind of moved up in the pocket and Robert had a quicker route on the left-hand side and just playing ball, just kept moving along and found a little void in there. So that was a big play to move us into their territory and give us a potential touchdown there.
You've talked about all the reps and everything at practice all being part of the process, but specifically tonight, what do you think this did for you, especially, you know, coming on stronger in the second quarter?
I think knocking off the rust. You know, I think he said it right. That's what it felt like I was doing. You know, really, when I went out there, I was just overthinking things, and that happens whenever you're excited about something. It's happened to me a lot, you know, a couple of times in my career. You get there and you start overthinking things. You're not reading and reacting like you normally do, and so then you let it all fly out the window, and you just start playing football again. And that was kind of the tale of the two stories there.
Sounded as though there had been some murmurs or some little bit of booing there after a couple of those incompletions. Do you hear those when you're on the field, or is it something that you're just in the zone, you're not even?
I've been booed plenty of times in my career, so it's not – I mean, I'd like to boo myself when I throw it, you know, when I don't throw a good ball. So, no, I definitely don't hear them whenever I'm out there. I mean, you're just upset you didn't complete the ball and continue the drive.